Hello and welcome to OBGYN Audiophile. For those of you who are new to this podcast, it is designed to provide practice questions and answers for those preparing for the OBGYN certifying examination, more commonly known as oral boards. For those of you interested in test preparation, the most useful way to use these would be to listen to the question, pause the podcast, answer out loud, and then listen to the answer given. These practice questions and answers are based on my readings of important publications, including practice bulletins, committee opinions, and Green Journal articles, in addition to ABOG's own publications, including their Pearls of Excellence. If you are studying for the boards, you can read the reference article and then test your knowledge using these podcasts. Or you can test your knowledge using these podcasts to help you determine which reference articles you need to reread before your exam. I have made a few OBGYN audiophile podcasts available for free, and the remainder are available at our website, obgynaudiophile.com, for a nominal fee. My approach in asking these questions is to be as neutral as possible, as your examiner will likely also be very neutral, and their goal is to not let you know if you are answering correctly or not. Hopefully these questions and answers will get you ready to speak with someone who is unenthused about you for 3 or more hours. I highly recommend stress relief via exercise while you're preparing for your oral examination, and I think that these podcasts are an ideal way to study while traveling or exercising. Good luck with all your studies, and good luck as you prepare for your oral exam. This is a question and answer session for early pregnancy loss. What is the definition of early pregnancy loss? A non-viable intrauterine pregnancy less than 12 weeks and 6 days. What is the incidence of early pregnancy loss? 10%. What is the primary cause of early pregnancy loss? 50% are due to chromosomal abnormalities. What are the symptoms of early pregnancy loss? Vaginal bleeding, uterine cramping. What is the differential diagnosis for early pregnancy loss? Normal pregnancy, ectopic pregnancy, or molar pregnancy? What workup do you perform when someone complains of the symptoms of early pregnancy loss? A history and physical exam, ultrasonography, and serum beta HCG. What are the different ways you can diagnose early pregnancy loss? One definite diagnosis is if a patient has a previously documented intrauterine pregnancy on ultrasonogram who had vaginal bleeding, and then she has repeat ultrasonogram with an empty uterus. Other ways to diagnose it is to follow the Society of Radiologists ultrasound guidelines in consideration with the desire to continue the pregnancy and the willingness to postpone the decision until 100% certain regarding early pregnancy loss. What two ultrasonographic findings are suggestive of early pregnancy loss that require a further evaluation in 7 to 10 days? A fetal heart rate of less than 100 beats per minute at 5 to 7 weeks gestational age, or a subchorionic hematoma. What are treatment options for early pregnancy loss? Expectant management, medical management, surgical management. What are ultrasonographic findings that allow you to diagnose pregnancy failure? A crown rump length of 7 millimeters or greater without fetal cardiac activity. A mean gestational sac diameter of 25 millimeters or greater without an embryo. If a gestational sac is located without a yolk sac and 14 days later a repeat ultrasound does not have an embryo with a heartbeat. If a gestational sac with a yolk sac is seen and a follow-up ultrasound 11 or more days later does not have an embryo with a heartbeat. How effective is expectant management? It is 80% effective if you allow up to 8 weeks. When is it more successful? In the setting of an incomplete AB. How do you counsel patients regarding expectant management? I discuss with them that moderate to heavy vaginal bleeding and cramping may occur. I warn them regarding the symptoms and signs of excessive vaginal bleeding and symptomatic anemia, in addition to signs and symptoms of infection. And I prescribe pain medicines, including ibuprofen, to manage their expected cramping. I discuss with them that surgery may be required if expectant management is unsuccessful. And I follow up with them after vaginal bleeding occurs. At this time, I do an ultrasound to confirm that there is no longer a gestational sac. What if you didn't have ultrasound readily available? Additional follow-up options include urine pregnancy tests, serial quant beta HCGs. How effective is medical management? The expulsion rate by day 3 is 71% effective. After one dose of 800 micrograms misoprostol per vagina, after two doses, it is 84% effective. How can medical management be more effective? If mifepristone is available and you give it in a dose of 200 milligrams PO 24 hours prior to the misoprostol, it improves the effectiveness. How do you counsel your patients after you administer medical management? If medical management fails, the patient may opt for expectant management versus surgery with suction curettage evacuation of the uterus. I discuss with them that vaginal bleeding and cramping can occur. I discuss with them warning signs and symptoms of both significant bleeding and symptomatic anemia, in addition to signs and symptoms of infection. And I prescribe them pain medicine such as ibuprofen to help with the cramping. What is significant bleeding? If they soak 2 maxi pads per hour for more than 1 hour,
if they're passing large clots, or if they have signs of anemia, including palpitations, dizziness, headache.
How do you follow up after medical management? I have an ultrasound that confirms that there's no gestational sacs, and if ultrasound wasn't readily available, I could do serial beta HCGs. What is your protocol for medical management of early pregnancy loss? I administer 800 micrograms vaginally with one repeat dose as needed, no earlier than 3 hours after the first dose, but typically within 7 days of the first dose if there's no response with the first dose. What do you do for your Rh negative patients when you give medical management for early pregnancy loss? I'll give them Rogam within 72 hours of the first misoprostol administration. When do you follow up with these patients? I will typically do an ultrasound to document no gestational sac via ultrasound at 7 to 14 days after their treatment. How effective is surgical management? Surgical management is 99% effective. What are the indications for an urgent DNC? Hemorrhage, hemodynamic instability, or signs or symptoms of an infection consistent with septic AB. When is surgical intervention preferred? In the setting of severe anemia, bleeding disorders, or cardiovascular disease. What kind of antibiotics do you use for prophylaxis for your suction DNCs? I give 200 milligrams doxycycline, either IV or PO, 1 hour prior to the procedure. What technique do you utilize for your surgical management of early pregnancy loss? I use a suction DNC as it is superior to sharp curettage. When can you do suction DNC in the office? A manual vacuum aspiration or even an electric vacuum source can be used in the office under local anesthetic with or without sedation at early gestational ages. What are the complications of treatment for early pregnancy loss? All three options have the complications of hemorrhage and infection. A rare complication with surgical treatment is adhesion formation or Asherman syndrome, which is the most cost-effective. Medical management. When do you counsel your patients that they can conceive again after early pregnancy loss? No delay is necessary, but I do recommend that they abstain from vaginal intercourse for 1 to 2 weeks after the tissue passage to reduce infection, although I understand this is not evidence-based. When is it okay to use birth control after early pregnancy loss? You can use birth control, including hormonal methods, immediately after early pregnancy loss. How do you manage Rh-negative patients undergoing early pregnancy loss? Rh-negative patients should be given Rogam if they undergo surgical management, and Rogam should also be considered for expectant or medical management. What is the dose? Greater than or equal to 50 micrograms IM. When do you start to work up early pregnancy loss? If there's 2 consecutive first trimester losses, I would start the workup for early pregnancy loss.
How would you initiate this workup?
I would start the workup for recurrent early pregnancy loss with antiphospholipid antibody testing.
After a thorough and complete history and physical exam.
What are the tests for antiphospholipid antibody testing? lupus anticoagulant antibody, anticardiolipin antibody, and beta 2 microglobulin. How can you prevent early pregnancy loss? There's no prevention known that is effective. What do you do for patients who have had 3 or more early pregnancy losses who are negative for antiphospholipid syndrome testing? In addition to completing their workup for recurrent early pregnancy loss, I would consider progesterone because, although it is controversial, patients who have had 3 or more early pregnancy losses may benefit from progesterone vaginal treatment in the first trimester.
Thank you very much. That ends this question and answer session. We hope that you've enjoyed this question and answer session from OBGYN Audiophile. For more files like this one, please visit us at www.obgynaudiophile.com.